off your couch and dance with this one. It's a quick one. I'll just miss. A couple newer ones for a new record. You may have noticed the voice of the Winter Project sounds a little different. We're welcoming Timmy to the band tonight. Timmy, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much.
Doing an awesome job over there. This next one's called Moving Day. We'll be right back. Soaring Death Song. Tuning in, we are the Winter Project playing here on the town on WMFO with Mikey D. So as I mentioned earlier, our new record is the third part of a trilogy. We're going to play a couple from our second record, which came out about a year and a half ago. Recorded over at Woolly Mammoth with Dave Manahan. It was a grueling process, but we got some good tracks of it. The first one is Going Home. Chris is still tuning. He never tunes at practice, but here on the radio for you folks in Radioland, he's tuning, so he must love all of you. We'll be right back. Jointure Project. This is Kismet. Play a couple new ones from our new record Stories of Suburban Discontent. We're the Winter Project.
You can hear all of these at thewinterproject.info.
We're fortunate enough to record this new record with Roger LaValle of Curtain Society fame, who are playing their 30th anniversary show December 1st, I think, in Worcester. So go check them out. Great band. This is Anniversary. We'll be right back.
second GNT. Her mother sits silently, not knowing what to say. She even wore the blue dress, hoping it would add fitness. She's ready to confess, she's had no caress on this day for years. She still got hope, she's not giving in. In her heart of hearts, he is the one. is always shining.
That was Pieces. We are the Winter Project. We have one more song for you off our second record. This is called Opachu Bay. I'd like to thank Joel again for doing an awesome job on sound. Jason and the rest of the staff here. Stick around. We're going to do a quick interview. We're going to be giving away some vinyl. So stay tuned.
Oh, there you are.
Where am I?
And we're clear.
I'm not there.
You're not here.
I'm not there.
There you are.
Am I there?
Yeah.
Did you make it?
No, you made it. It's 91.
Looks like I made it.
5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Just got to get through a PSA real quick, and then we're going to talk to the Winter Project, who
That's
sounded
right.
excellent.
That's right.
What do you got for us, Pam?
Did you know that the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse?
No shirt.
All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of the Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
No shirt. No shoes.
No service.
No dice. Dreaming. That was Guillermo Sexo, Neon Lights, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio on the town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane, and the Winter Project are in the house.
How you doing, Jason?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for the mug.
It's great.
Absolutely.
That's cool. And what's there's stickers in there, too.
Stickers just for you.
All kinds of surprises.
That's merchandising is definitely part of the gig, right?
Speaking of merchandise, we have our entire catalog on vinyl for a lucky listener. If somebody wants to dial in, we will mail it to them free of cost.
Yep.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to dial in or text in or sext in or whatever, whatever you guys do here.
Yeah. What do we do, Pam? Oh, okay. Yeah, you can call 855-915-WMFO if you'd like the catalog there.
Yep. You get all three.
Sounds good.
Including a 10-inch 45 EP. You don't see many 10-inches that play at 45 RPM, but there's one in there, so...
That's great. So so how did the Winter Project come to be?
Why don't you take that one, Chris?
Ron and I were in bands back and forth, going back to, what, 93, 94?
If you're going to do the abbreviated version, we got like 45 seconds.
Yeah, 90, back in 94, 95, Ron and I used to play in a band, and after our kids hit the teens, we said, hey, let's put a band back together.
Yeah, why not?
And we sort of supercharged it up about, 3 years ago?
Yeah, something else to do in the winter, so we're like, let's be in a band in winter and break up in the summer, but we forgot the break up in the summer bit, so we're kind of a full year thing now.
Just kept rolling along.
What do your children think of your band?
They hate us.
Yeah, they don't want to come to the gigs, but, you know.
Oh, whatever.
But how about Tim, our new singer? He's been in the band for like 5 minutes. How about, what an awesome job, man.
You can't speak. It's great to have joined you guys, and definitely got a lot of learning to do still. But
sounded great. So
appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
We got a couple gigs coming up. We got September 21st at Ralph's
Fun Filled Weekend.
Early set, 9 o'clock, and then we have September 23rd at the Midway in JP.
September 21st and 23rd. You come to both. It's one weekend.
The 23rd is an all-ages show for you youngins out there, because there's a lot of kids listening at midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some great bands on the bill, too. The Rationales are playing.
Yeah.
Gold Star Boulevard, Dan Cray, and Beyond Id.
Yep, good bill. So.
So
thanks for having us, Joel. Again, awesome to have him engineer us, and thank you for all you do for supporting indie bands. It's hard to get a venue to get listened to, so we appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
And we miss Mikey D. We've drank a lot of Rolling Rocks in here.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Well, what other bands have you guys been in over the years?
I was in...
I just asked because, you know, there are some listeners out there that are, like, literally drawn to this. Like, I want to discover the new music. I don't know much about it, so...
Yeah, so I played here on the town with the Short Sleeves, where I was a drummer and you were a bass player.
And I was bass. Yeah.
Crab Star, where I was a bass player. The Meltaways, where I was drums.
And I was bass.
Yeah. So those are the bands we played here. We've been in other bands. We're old.
I actually fairly recently was in a band called Kangaroo Court that played a little bit in Cambridge, Somerville area.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Kangaroo Court. What kind of music was it?
When we played at the Middle East upstairs a few times, downstairs, and in places we played, like T.T. the Bears before it closed, and we were likened to by people giving us feedback, a little bit to Roxy Music and a little bit to Early Talking Heads. It was,
that's amazing. Yeah.
But it was all just came together. We weren't really trying to do anything but make some music, yeah.
Yeah, I heard a lot of really interesting sounds when I was listening to you guys in there earlier. Like, I heard, like, Paul Westerberg. I heard Cure.
Yeah.
The guitar effects are amazing. On what was it, Kismet? That's a great song.
That's a fun one. Yep. Thanks, yeah. That was probably 20 years in the making, that song, too.
Yeah.
We just kept rummaging around with it.
Ken takes so long to get his guitar sounds right. He actually quit his job so he could just focus on making great guitar tones. So I don't know what his wife thinks about it, but his guitar sounds awesome.
He's just like
wailing. I have little kids, so all my mistakes are their fault.
So tell us also about, you know, you worked with a unique producer on your last record. Who worked on your last record?
Some cool cats. The last one we worked with Roger LaValle from the Curtain Society, who I've known since 1985, I think. His first gig at Worcester Artist Group, I was there. And
he's got his 30-year, Curtain Society's got their 30-year coming out, right?
Worcester. We're going to be there.
Next week.
And then our second record, we worked with Dave Minahan of Neighborhood's Replacements fame. And, I always forget the guy that did our first
one was Ian Van,
some like millennial whiz kid, but he was awesome.
But yeah, he was amazing. He just sort of tuned into what we were looking for and really ironed it out. That's the 10-inch that we got. So yeah.
We want to work with Joel with our next one, as long as he doesn't make us sound like Yes. So we'll see.
I could deal with this sounding like Yes.
Yeah, we have a closet prog rock guy in the band.
So John's been playing prog rock since 19-dickety-doo.
19-dickety-doo was a great year.
What was your band out of Ohio? Mannequin something?
Mannequin Parade in Cleveland, Ohio. And then I came here and found these knuckleheads. And so they got me back into this game.
Mannequin Parade, such a great visual.
And he went from playing 7/9 time signatures to everything 4/4 at 120 beats per minute.
Still trying to get triplets in on this stuff.
I'm picturing like a Yaz Upstairs at Eric type of album cover, but just like all in the street with like marching gear
Pretty much, pretty much. It was a pretty hot thing, but...
Well, guys, if we don't give away these records here, we could send people to your website, perhaps. Maybe you can get people to... What do you think?
TheWinterProject.info.
Yep.
And you can hit us at TheWinterProjectBand@gmail.com.
Excellent. You know, before we go, the record pressing process, is that like a painful thing, like, to have a record? Because we also have a lot of people who are like, I want to press my stuff on vinyl. Like, what is the process like? It sounds like you're pulling your fingernails off.
It's not painful. It's really lengthy, though.
Yeah.
The pressing plants are running 3 shifts a day. There's only about 5 or 6 operating left in the world.
So from, and especially small batch stuff, because if Taylor Swift got a vinyl coming out,
yeah,
takes precedence, she runs all four presses. So for this one, it was what, 5-6 months, I think?
So 6 months, yeah.
We pressed it out of Taiwan or Singapore. The first one we did out of Czech Republic, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
Like $10 a piece.
Yeah, just getting that first press, you know, that the per item isn't all that much. I mean, the cost of 100 is kind of the same as 250.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know.
Well, that's insane.
It's all the plates and the mastering and all that crap. But you know what? We like vinyl, so.
Well, that's great. And the name of your new record again is?
Stories of Suburban Discontent.
Stories of Suburban Discontent. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming down.
And thank you, Jason. Nice to meet you, even though you're wearing a Pirates shirt.
I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a baseball fan, so I have every jersey except the Yankees.
Well, that's okay then.
That's fine then. Cool.
I tend to like the Montreal Expos stuff, the stuff from the 60s and 70s, so don't worry.
17 people in the stands.
Exactly. All right, anyway, you can check out the Winter Project at Ralph's Diner Friday, September 21st in the Milky Way, or I'm sorry.
The Midway.
The Midway. That's right. The Midway is the 23rd?
23rd. I'll age a show Sunday afternoon.
Okay, great. I apologize. It wasn't on the website.
And you can find our music anywhere the streaming is. Spotify, iTunes, all those wonderful
cassettes,
places.
Cassettes, 8-tracks, reel-to-reel, wax cylinder, everything.
I think the wax cylinders are all sold out.
Thanks again, guys. We love MFO. Thanks,
Jason.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thewinterproject.info. We're going to play some Pratik Podar now. It is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Your cheek pressed to the pillow, curve of your hips beneath my hands. I could fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man. And like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm all right. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies, at telling lies, at telling lies. It's a colder wind that's blowing, and I can barely find the words. Just the boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm all right. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good. They're telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies.
Justine and the Unclean. Can't Pretend I Don't Know. Before that, Pratik Poddar, Emma. Jason Lane, it's been a pleasure being here. I actually missed last month, so it's like getting my chops back every single time I'm on, because it's like I'm on once a month, you know what I mean, Pam?
Getting your lamb chops back.
I do. I'm growing lamb chops. Yeah. I used to have a beard, and I shaved it off, and now I got these chops. Yeah. So I'm getting my chops.
That's right.
Maybe I should go for a steak dinner tomorrow and get my chops again.
You could do that. if you wanted to.
Or I can take a karate class and get my chops.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
We want to thank Sean McKenna for coming in during the first hour. You can catch him this weekend, I believe Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Lalo Moon is the name of the record. Yeah.
At Club Passim.
Club Passim Sunday, correct.
And we want to warmly thank the Winter Project for performing live. If you keep an eye on Jay's Facebook page and also the WMFO Facebook page, you will find a link to the archived podcast of tonight's show so you can listen again to their live performance. But remember, you're going to be able to catch them live and in person next month on the 21st of September at Ralph's.
In Worcester.
In Worcester. In the Woo. Catch them in the Woo.
Yep.
And on that Sunday afternoon, the 23rd, they're going to be at the Midway Cafe.
The Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain.
Which is a lovely venue. It is an all-ages show. So
saying Jamaica Plain is like saying Massachusetts Turnpike. You should just say JP and Mass Pike.
I like saying Jamaica Plain.
It's nice. It rolls off the tongue.
Well, it makes me, I have to say, it makes me think about Brian Ferry.
Oh.
It makes me think about Roxy Music.
Okay.
Saying Jamaica Plain out.
There you go.
Even though it's
not a great band.
Exactly the name of the song. But you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. And you say he's just kidding. Anyway. Also, you can check out the podcast to listen to Pam's really terrible voice that she
it
made.
It started
when she
out
did
great, but the problem
podcast.
Was that I was talking about healthcare. And
just
so
to reiterate,
quickly,
what is the voice again?
No, well, it
was like this.
It started out as Elmer Fudd, and then the more I was talking about healthcare, the more it turned into Bernie Sanders, and it all kind of. It's like when you're all trying to do that line dance, and some of you at the back are going faster than the people at the front, and then everyone falls over.
I hate those people. Well, I don't hate anybody. I dislike those people. Anyway, good night, guys. I'm Jason Lane.
I'm Pam.
That's Pam Lane.
Hi.
And we're a package deal. So, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Talk to you next month. And, of course, On the Town returns next Wednesday as well. Take care.
So I'm a little broken hearted and I'm not sure why. Sun is up, not a cloud in the sky. My heart protests, but the head knows best. Yeah, my heart protests, but the head knows best. You seem like a really nice guy. We had a lot in common, even shared a good cry, but the timing's wrong, so we gotta move along. Yeah, the timing's wrong, so we gotta move along. Sure, why? Sun.